Hello, Faith Lutheran Church. This is Pastor Terrell, and I've got a Sunday on Monday reflection for you. We had a great morning yesterday, gathering around God's Word, receiving His gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. And we had a kind of a running theme from Bible study into worship, touching on our hearts before God, our affections, what we are prone to do, and how God addresses those things in His steadfast love and mercy, in His grace. So we heard from 2 Corinthians. We had a great couple of hymns yesterday morning, some prayers, and then we heard a parable from Jesus in Luke 15. So let me see if I can run through it real quick for those of you who missed or want to think again this week about what we talked about yesterday. So we had a hymn, our opening hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. And there's a stanza, I think it's really great. It's one of my favorite stanzas. And here's what the hymn writer, Robert Robinson, wrote. He said, "Oh, to grace, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let that grace now like a fetter bind my wandering heart to Thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. So here's my heart, O take and seal it for Thy courts above." Prone to wander, he writes, and certainly you know that that is true for you, for the church, for our nation, just for humankind in general. We are indeed prone to wander. In our Bible study, one of the last verses we talked about, Paul is writing to the church in Corinth. This is in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. He says about himself, the apostles, "We have spoken freely to you," that is to the church in Corinth. "We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open." He shared the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, the grace of God, unhindered, wide open. They know he loves them. He has done all and said all that he possibly could. Then he says, "You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted in your own affections. So in return, widen your hearts also." So Paul knows, he's been writing to the Corinthians now, he's written a whole letter, 1 Corinthians, trying to get them back to God, to repent and come back under his care and keeping. Now he's writing his second letter, and he's saying, "I have done nothing but proclaim to you the good news of Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead. My heart is wide open. The problem is your affections, the things that you love, the things that your heart clings to in faith and trust and desire, that restricts you." Now, that reminded me of the hymn, that line I just said, you know, we are prone to wander. We are prone to seek after other gods for our well-being, to find happiness, to find meaning, to bring purpose to our lives, to bring joy, to bring peace. We'll do almost anything that we possibly can to bring more comfort and to ease suffering. Now, the hymn writer says, we're prone to wander, prone to leave the God I love. And I think this is what Paul is saying. Your hearts, which are closed and turned in on your affections, it's a dangerous thing. So in our gospel reading and the focus of the sermon yesterday was from Luke chapter 15 in the parable of the prodigal son, or the two lost sons and the gracious waiting father. And I think thinking this way about that parable, you can see in the younger son in Luke chapter 15, starting in verse 11, that his affections do indeed drive him away from the gracious Father. Thankfully, he, in the middle of the parable, comes to his senses, and he sees that he has sinned not only against his father, but also against God, and he decides to repent, to recognize the debt he has and the grief he's caused, and that the affections of his heart have taken him away from God and from his family and his father. And so he returns home with a plan to confess his sin to God and his father and to strike a deal to pay off his debt. He says, I've sinned against heaven and against you, Father, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. So make me one of your employees instead. So that, I think, that he might repay his debt to his father. However, as you're reading, you see that the father's waiting, watching, sees his son on the horizon and runs to him and embraces him, as if nothing had ever happened. His love is being lavished upon the son. And the son begins his confession, and rightly so, saying, Father, I have sinned against heaven, against God, and against you. I am not worthy to be called your son. And then you see there, right away, the father stops him, cuts him off. The son does not get to propose a new deal to pay off his debt as a hired hand. The father, instead, the grace of the father, the love being lavished upon him, says, no, you are my son. And then the father dresses the son in the things of the son. He puts a ring on his finger, the family ring, puts a robe on him, puts shoes on his feet, announces to the family and to the community that this is his son. Now, the Apostle John talks about this in the very first verse of 1 John chapter 3. See the love the Father has lavished upon us, that we are called the children of God, that we, you and I, the church, are called the children of God. So even though our affections, even though we're prone to wander, even though our hearts are closed off in many ways from God, we're sinful, we're dead, we're lost, the love our Father in heaven has for us is gracious. The love that he shows through his Son, Jesus Christ, is lavish. It's extraordinary. It overflows toward us. And in Jesus, in his life, his death, and his resurrection, we are called the children of God. This is a gift that the Father is giving us through his Son. This is a work of grace toward us. So open your heart wide open. Open it up to the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's great joy there because there is forgiveness, life, and salvation there. That Jesus has done for you, paid the debt, ransomed you, redeemed you, delivered you, and made you his. In Jesus' name, amen.